Jeff King, one of the co-head coaches of the South Central Calhoun boys wrestling team, joining us here as we take a look at this upcoming 2022-2023 season. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you too.
Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. First year for you and Colin Corey as co-head coaches at South Central Calhoun. Let's talk about that transition. Longtime coach Lance Schultz retiring after last season. You guys had been a part of the staff, so you're very familiar with a lot of the things and how this program has gone. But how has that transition gone, and what was the conversation, I guess, with you and Coach Corey on taking over for Lance?
So far, it's been a pretty easy turnover coming into here. Schultz has stuck around. He's helped us out with a lot. We're appreciative of him sticking around and helping us out with that stuff. He is kind of hands-off in the wrestling room. He doesn't go in there. But when it comes to doing all the other stuff the head coaches do that maybe we haven't gotten a whole lot of experience with, being assistant coaches with him the past couple of years, he's done a really good job of helping us out on that stuff. I graduated with Colin. We wrestled for Coach Schultz from 2012 to 2015.
Yep.
So we kind of have a lot of the same thoughts when it comes to wrestling and how we want the program to go. So far, as of right now, things have gone smooth.
Did Coach come to you guys a year or two ago and say, would you guys like to take it over, or how did you guys work it out that you guys were going to be co-head coaches?
So last year, the original plan was for Colin to take over as head coach, but with the girls getting sanctioned and we're starting the all-new girls team, Coach Schultz says he's retiring, and he comes to me last year and says, what do you think about being co-head coach with Coach Corey? And I thought about it, and I was unsure, but I was like, yeah, I can do that. I think that would work out well for both of us to do that. We work well together. Well, that's kind of how that went. I was unsure at first, but I'm into it now. I'm all in now. I'm loving it.
Coach, you mentioned with the girls program, how are you guys making that work with the girls and the boys programs at South Central Calhoun?
We run both of our practices together. We teach all the same stuff there, so the girls started 2 weeks earlier than the boys, so we got them in by themselves for a few weeks, which I think was good because we have quite a few new girl wrestlers on there. And there might be a little intimidation factor with the guys who've maybe wrestled for years now. And with them just learning stuff to kind of be able to slow down technique training, stuff like that, that really helped get them going. And they've started out their year really well. They already had a scramble in Sioux Central last Tuesday, and really I was impressed with what they did there.
Yeah, very, very good night for the Titan girls. Let's talk a little bit about the Titan girls program. Good numbers. You guys have had, you know, female wrestlers, girl wrestlers up at South Central for a number of years now, so this isn't something new for this program. So how has that transition to a sanctioned girls wrestling program gone at South Central Calhoun? And you happy with the numbers you have right now?
Yeah, I am happy. Actually, to begin the season, I didn't think we would have the numbers that we have now. We do have four returning, and Courtney King is a freshman this year, which she's been wrestling since she was in the youth program, so she has a lot of experience there. The rest of them, they are fairly new to wrestling. There might be a couple that had some junior high experience here a little bit, but they've come in and they've done well transitioning into the wrestling program, and they're starting to take off. So
what's kind of the goals for you guys for the girls program this year, and what do you want to see from it in its first year?
Yeah, so with the first year starting, there is a lot of variability there, because when we have duels, it kind of depends on the duels that we have with the boys. The girls will show up there too. So depending on what other teams have for girls, there's kind of variability on if they're going to wrestle there or not that night, depending on numbers. So with that, my goal is at the end of the year with the amount of newcomers we have is I want to have above a 500 record at the end of the year with these girls. And they're tough. They're doing a lot of good stuff in the room, and I think we can do that. I would love to see, you know, over half of our lineup making it to the high school girls state wrestling. I think that's something very doable for them.
How excited!
But, I'd say just getting better every day for all these girls would be is a great goal for them.
Coach, how exciting is it though to be, you know, the first coaches of a all girls program at South Central Calhoun?
Yeah, we're excited for it. Me and Coach Corey are excited for it. Being the first year, we're all in on it. I'm glad that they got this sanctioned. It's really a part of history this year, not for just our school, but for the state of Iowa. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. It's going to be a good season. It'll be fun to see what comes up. So,
and it sounds like scheduling-wise, it works out for you guys with it being the duels on the same days that the boys are going to be wrestling. Some schools are not doing that. How do you see that the scheduling part of it go in the future? Do you think more schools will do the boys and girls meets together, or do you think those will separate and stay separated in the future?
Yeah, I think it only makes sense that if these other teams with boys are getting girls teams going that, you know, just wrestle them together anyways, do the duels at the same time. But I definitely see that growing. And who knows, maybe someday that will separate out. But right now, with it being the first year, I think that scheduling just works to have them together and see how teams match up with their girls' programs and guys' programs.
Coach, let's flip over now to the boys team. What's been the focus for you and Coach Corey here early in practice before some of the meets start?
Obviously, it's conditioning. I know the preseason can get kind of hard with conditioning. These guys coming in, not really in wrestling shape yet. So we focused on getting them in shape. And I see a lot of our younger lineup, people that were freshmen, sophomores last year. We're really looking at them to step up because that's what's really going to help our team this year. I'm looking at our seniors this year. We got Justin Rolfing, who was 26-4 last year. He's got a career record of 81-32. He's a two-time conference champ and was a district qualifier 2 years ago. And he was ranked as high as number 4 last year at 106. Riley Timmerman's another senior. He's going to take off. It's a big year for him to step up, and I can definitely tell him coming into the wrestling room, he wants it. Levi Evanowski, he started last year for us, and he did a lot of good work for us this year. He's really progressed, and I see him doing some good work for us. And then we also got Brody Stoddard and Kaim Hawkins, who did not wrestle last year, that are seniors. And I see them really adding value to our team this year.
Coach, about 22 guys out this year, 12 of them returning lettermen. Do you like the balance that you have weight class-wise and grade-wise as well?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I see we have a lot of juniors this year, so that's good for looking at the next year. Freshman-wise, we've had quite a few come in. We got 4 right now. We're going to get a couple 106-pounders out of the freshmen. I think they'll really help the team. Where we're really strong at this year is that 182, 195, 220 weight, where we got a lot of kids right in there. I think where we're going to struggle at weight-wise is that 160, 170 range is we're a little lighter in there. But as we go out throughout the year, people will start deciding kind of which weights they want to go to, where they can get a varsity spot at. And I see those positions getting filled. So I think we'll end up all right there on getting a full lineup.
A lot of these guys battling right now. Do you have enough depth with that many guys to really have some good battles going on for that varsity spot?
Yeah, that competition in the room is getting tough right now, and especially at those weights that I just mentioned. I see a lot of them really battling. I think they're really going to want those spots, and it'll be good to even have those backups in, even if they don't get that varsity spot. having those in there to be able to move them around when we come to duels is going to help us a lot, too, throughout the season.
Coach, I look at that junior class. You mentioned it next year. You got some guys that could make some noise this year. I just look at the list, and Colin Folsom, Brock Natras, Zach Trout, Nalen Gulbrandsen, all those guys were successful last year. So I'm sure you're excited about the growth coming up this year.
Yeah, I am. Looking at the junior class, Colin Folsom, he's made leaps and bounds from coming into his freshman year. I see him only continuing that this year. He's already shown a lot in the wrestling room that he's really taken off this year. Brock Natras was another good one. He was 38-13 last year. He's got a career record of 65-28 and was a district qualifier last year and was one match away from making it to state. I think that's a very attainable goal for him to get there this year. Zach Trott, he is 42-10 last year. He's got a career record of 82-25, was a conference champ, a state qualifier, and he starts the year ranked number 8 at 138 pounds. With Zach, though, at the beginning of this year, he is having some concussion issues that's coming over from football.
Okay.
So we might not have him to begin the year. Obviously, we want to keep him healthy and make sure he comes back 100% before he starts out. Nalen Gulbrandsen, he's another one that's going to step up big for this team this year. And then we also got David Melody, who helped us out a lot last year filling in weights, not always having the varsity spot there, but he's a big part of this team. And we also have Gabe King this year, who did not compete last year. He's kind of going to be in that 195-pound range where he just adds depth to our team, and it's going to create more competition there.
And, Coach, the sophomore class, Case Koroleski wrestled quite a bit for you last year, Caden Dorman as well, and Mike Trott also saw some time. So out of the five sophomores, three of those guys I thought got valuable experience last season.
Yeah, so with our sophomores, Case Koroleski, he went 30-22 last year as a freshman, which is awesome. I see him stepping up big this year, too. He adds so much to the team there. Caden Dorman, he had a 18-30 record last year as a freshman. And I know that doesn't sound always the greatest, but you look at 145 last year and who he wrestled, he had a lot of tough kids. A lot of times he was going out there against ranked kids as a freshman, and he handled that well. He stuck through it. And I don't think his record from last year really shows how good he is. So I really expect a lot from him the upcoming years. With this year, from football, he does have a hamstring injury. He's going to have to get surgery on that, and he's going to be out for the year. But he's in at practice. He's watching. He's learning. So I really like him, that about him. He's still trying to learn even with his injury there. So that's going to be a tough loss for us this year, not having him in the lineup. I look at Caleb Jewell. He did not compete last year because he had a surgery on his hip, I believe. And this will be his first year competing in high school. And he's already showing a lot of great improvements in the wrestling room. He's going to really add some depth to us at 126 this year. He's doing good. We also have Colin Kennebeck. He's going to be around that 145-pound range. He actually comes to us from Kemper as a sophomore, and he's taken off. He's wrestling well in there. I see a lot coming from him this year, too.
And then you mentioned four freshmen, Peyton Strong, Noah Hendricks, both at about 106, Wyatt Mernka at 170, and Jace Peterson at 220. And you said you felt like you could get some guys out of that as well.
Yeah, so I coached junior high last year. I was able to coach Noah, Wyatt, and Jace in that. Peyton is new to the team. I have not coached him. I see him. He can do really well at 106 as a freshman. Noah Hendricks is at 106 as a freshman. Noah is also doing basketball this year, so he's going to be a dual sport athlete.
Good for him.
He did really well last year in junior high. I can see him doing really good. Wyatt Mernka at 170. He also was one that really kind of maybe have been iffy about it, and I think he's really falling in love with the sport. He's coming into practice. He's always got a smile on his face coming in. He's ready to go. Jace Peterson's another one as a freshman. He's going to be really good, and I see him sticking with it, and he's going to be a real athlete to compete with throughout the upcoming years.
Coach, last year the Titans at 8-1 and the Twin Lakes tied for first place. What's the Twin Lakes look like this year, and do you guys have a chance to get that championship again this season?
Yeah, I think we got a real run at the conference championship this year. The team to beat this year, I believe, is Emmitsburg. They're looking good on their lineup. We did win last year, but we tied with Emmitsburg and Southeast Valley, and this year we're looking to solely own that conference title for us. You know, I look at it, I believe we have 128-25 conference dual records since we joined in 2006. So obviously I want to continue to improve that record. We've held the conference title, 6 out of the last 13 years, so I'd like to keep building on that record as well.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's going to be a fun year. You're just looking at the names, you know that you guys always are going to have some great wrestlers. It's going to be fun getting to work with you and Colin this year, and looking forward to kind of watching your team grow as the season goes on. So appreciate your time here today. Best of luck in the upcoming season with both the girls and the boys, as we'll be following both programs this year.
Yeah, and thank you, Jeff. Thanks for covering us. I know the kids really appreciate it, and the community appreciates it, so thank you.
You bet. Head coach, co-head coach Jeff King again with the South Central Calhoun Girls and Boys Wrestling Programs.